Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're going to jump right into it. We've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here every Tuesday on Montana Talks. John, I don't know if you heard the breaking news, but the breaking news is this. Autism is the best thing that could ever happen to you. They are now promoting people to get autism. They want you to take Tylenol. If you're a pregnant woman, eat all the sushi you want. Eat the processed lunch meat. Don't worry about taking Tylenol. Autism is the best thing that could ever happen to America. And how dare you try to prevent autism amongst young people, amongst kids? That's the breaking news now from MSNBC, CNN, and some of these nonprofit organizations here in Montana. Don't know if you got the breaking news yet or not, John.
These people are such absolute clowns. Like I said yesterday, if Trump came out and said smoking was bad for you, they'd all be on a two-pack-a-day habit. I mean, these people are just absolute. Trump could say the sky is blue, and they would pull their hair out saying it's orange. There's just nothing. Everything they say is a lie. You see, and they have to, they must say anything against what Trump says. Remember what we talked about in your program like a year ago? The Contras. They are the Contras.
Yeah. And this is one of the most absurd examples yet. I mean, because we've seen it time and time again here where, okay, President Trump wants to deport rapists and murderers. You can't deport the rapists and the murderers. And they go full-throated defense for a guy named Kilmore. And they go, you know, the MS-13 gangbanger who allegedly beat up his wife, according to her own admissions. But now, this, I mean, So RFK Jr. and Health and Human Services, Dr. Marty McCarry and the team at the FDA and the Trump administration, basically they point to research, several news stories, several different reports that says, you know, that basically says evidence suggests a link between acetaminophen and autism. And literally, the liberal media mob is basically saying, oh, how dare they suggest that women shouldn't take Tylenol when they're pregnant. But to bring it home here to Montana, there was a story that caught my eye earlier this morning. The executive director of Eagle Mount in Billings is taking shots at President Trump in a TV interview with KTVQ television, where she's making it sound like, oh, how dare President Trump, you know, say these things to prevent autism. It's like, hey, both things can be true here. You can A, love people that have autism and love kids that have autism, but also work to prevent autism. But yet this executive director of Eagle Mount Billings, who's probably some leftist, is taking shots at President Trump because he wants to prevent autism. I mean, this is the upside-down world that is known as Trump derangement syndrome.
What did you see now? Yeah, last week they're now restricting the MMR vaccine now to kids above 4 years of age. Now, they didn't come right flat out and say that that's a link to autism, but that's exactly what that's about, too.
All right. Well, lots to talk about here on this Tuesday with John Jackson, the Joker from X. Phone lines are open for you as well, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Stand by.
It's September 23rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Great American Pot Pie Day. Created in 2002 to honor the traditional comfort food, the pot pie has been a staple on the dinner table of Americans for generations. A typical pot pie is a dish of chicken, beef, pork, or turkey served with hearty root vegetables like potatoes and carrots in a full pie shell, meaning a top and bottom. However, many people have cut out the need for the bottom portion of pie and simply serve it in a pie tray with a flaky pie crust. No matter how you enjoy your pot pie, once you place it in the oven, that delicious aroma can fill your entire home. Also on this date, in 1986, the rose becomes the national flower of the United States. Selecting the nation's flower was no easy task. There were many contenders which have been brought up over the years, from the dogwood to the corn tassel, even the marigold. But in the end, it was the rose that smelled sweetest. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
The National School Report Card is out. We're going to give a Montana-specific look at that story coming up on Thursday's Montana Talks. Wednesday, we're going to talk about the rescission of the roadless rule, a necessary step for forest health and public safety. Nick Smith will kick off the statewide show on Wednesday's Montana Talks. But first, coming up Tuesday, we'll have the phone lines open for you and what you want to talk about. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this was funny. We don't need to dwell on the story for too long here, but John and I were talking during the break, and John was like, yeah, Aaron, wasn't there some pretty significant, you know, research that was done on this whole acetaminophen autism thing from places like Harvard. And I've got it right in front of me, John, here. Dr. Andrea Baccarelli, the dean of the faculty at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. They've also got the Boston Birth Cohort. They've also got Johns Hopkins University. There's a Mount Sinai study as well. So they were just a Johns Hopkins, hop, skip, and a jump away from all of their so-called experts. But nope, Trump's bad because Trump wants to prevent autism amongst kids. Here we go again.
Harvard and Johns Hopkins says it, but oh, no, no, no. If it's been channeled through Trump's mouth, it's got to be a lie.
it's like those voice translation apps where you can translate in different languages, and doesn't matter how many good things you say on the app, once they put it in the Trump translation, now all of a sudden all of the good things become bad, according to the liberal media mob. Hey, you've been watching some of the breaking news this morning. What's this breaking news story out of New York City?
Yeah, breaking news that the Secret Service today has dismantled a huge terrorist, in my opinion, terrorist telecom network up there in New York. It was 300 SIM servers, that's telephone servers, along with 100,000 SIM cards. All of this stuff is illegal, and it is all capable of crippling the telecom systems and also carrying out anonymous telephone attacks up there in New York City. And this is right when they're getting ready to have the UN General Assembly up there. That's when the Secret Service took this down. You imagine all the world's diplomats up there, and these people carry out some kind of telecom cyber attack and knock down all communications, say in the middle of some other attack. And Aaron, what do you want to bet that the people that set up this network don't have the last name of Johnson? What do you think?
You mean they don't have the name John Jackson? You mean they might not be in this country legally? They might be some sort of a foreign spy network that was allowed to get on American soil during the Biden tester regime? No way that could happen.
Just a guess. Just a hunch. Call me crazy, okay? Call me crazy.
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned how the UN is coming back to New York City. I for some reason, I thought this story was really funny. Tom Rigotti with Fox News Radio had a story. I was scrolling through the headlines earlier this morning, and it says this. Many visitors to New York City like to go on a shopping spree, but Iranian diplomats who are visiting the UN won't be able to. But the headline was this: Iran delegates barred from Costco. So the terrorists from Tehran will not be allowed to visit Costco while they're in New York City. That's right. First we took out their nuclear missiles, and now they don't get to go get free samples from Costco. Take that, you bunch of terrorists.
I wonder if that means, like, their movements are restricted. I wonder if that means just hotel, you know, to the UN and back. I mean, because that's the only way. You can't just say, hey, you guys can't go to Costco, right? It's, I bet they're restricting their movements.
Yeah, I think there's more to the story than just that. I just loved the headline, Iran delegates barred from Costco. I pictured, like, some guy that looks like the Ayatollah with his big old hat on, you know, block. You know, he's the old guy hovering over the samples so you can't go in and grab one, and then he stands there and chews over it while he talks to the lady. Nobody else can get a sample for like 20 minutes, and it's like I just picture the Ayatollah with his gigantic heed. It's like, heed, move your it's like an orange on a toothpick. You know, I just picture the Ayatollah blocking the free samples.
Oh, there's the Ayatollah, like, with his big shopping cart, and he's got that 100-pound bag of dog food, and he's trying to get through the checkout line. They're like, no, sorry, no Iranians here, sir. No.
Do you sell ammonium nitrate here? No, we don't, Mahmoud. We do not sell ammonium nitrate. I don't know why you're asking for that. Let me see if I can. So this is the story. Let me see if I can just play it for you right from my computer here. All right, here we go. Tom Rigotti.
The Trump administration has barred Iranian diplomats based in or visiting New York from shopping at wholesale club stores like Costco and purchasing luxury goods in the U.S. without specific permission from the State Department. An agency spokesman says we will not allow the Iranian regime's clerical elites to have a shopping spree in New York while the Iranian people endure poverty, crumbling infrastructure, and shortages of water and electricity. Stores like Costco have been a favorite of Iranian diplomats assigned to New York because they can buy large quantities of products not available back home due to economic sanctions. In New York, I'm Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
All right, see, now, John, now that I've heard the official report, I would have taken the opposite approach here. I would have encouraged them to go and do all the fancy shopping they want and then get them on video for all of it and then figure out a way to get the videos back home to the people in Tehran.
Well, the thing about it is, like, they're diplomats, so they're going to have diplomatic immunity, so then they wouldn't be subject to an outbound customs search. So you'd have to just restrict their movements, because if you say they can't go to Costco, they're just going to go to Kmart or some other store, right? You have to say you can go to the hotel and the UN building, and that's it.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. That's it there, Mahmoud. Yeah. I don't even like the fact that these guys come here. I can't wait till President Trump and his team get his full, you know, especially now that the Republican senators got the job done with President Trump's nominees, got Mike Waltz across the finish line as UN ambassador. I hope they go in and start axing so much of this funding that's going to this corrupt UN. In fact, I think I saw Secretary of State Marco Rubio was already on Fox and Friends earlier this morning talking about that. All right, quick break. We'll get to your phone calls next.
Fox Sports Update.
The Lions roared on Monday night. Jackson can't find anywhere to go, and he's brought down again from behind. And again, it's Al-Qadim Muhammad.
The Lions beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens 38-30 on ESPN. The Detroit defense sacking the two-time MVP a total of 7 times on the night. Offensively, the Lions pounding out 224 yards on the ground, 151 from David Montgomery. Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs both scored 2 touchdowns each on the ground. Detroit improving to 2-1, while Baltimore falls to 1-2. The banged-up San Francisco 49ers got the bad news that they feared they will be without defensive end Nick Bosa for the rest of the year. He tore his ACL in Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones saying star wide receiver CeeDee Lamb could be headed to the IR after he suffered an ankle injury in Sunday's loss to the Bears. From baseball, the party is on in San Diego.
It's up to Fermin. Johnson at third. Fermin lines it into left center.
San Diego clinching a playoff spot with a walk-off 5-4 win over the Brewers on FanDuel Sports. Elsewhere in baseball, the Braves beat the Washington Nationals 11-5, and the St. Louis Cardinals edged the San Francisco Giants 6-5. Both of those teams still have an outside shot, very thin, though, at the third and final wild card spot in the National League. And from college basketball, after leading Auburn to the Final Four for the second time in his 11 years at the school, Bruce Pearl is retiring from college basketball, announcing that he is leaving Auburn University. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Joker from X in the house. He's a retired federal law enforcement officer, lives here in Montana. He's got over 100,000 followers on X. Always great to have him join us on the show. But the other fun thing about having John on the show is, you know, sometimes you get a guest on and they've got their one or two issues that they want to talk about. But you kind of got to stick to their bailiwick right here. When John's here, hey, treat it like an open phone show. You can call in. You got something you want to talk about, jump in on the conversation, and jump in on the mix here with us here. 406-294-0970. In fact, let's jump right into the phone lines. We've got Bill in Billings. Bill, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, great show, guys. Enjoying it. I've been out of state for a couple weeks, so I haven't been following very close. You may have already talked about this, but, you know, I watched Trump get shot, and the crowd all started pointing up to where the shots came from, and it was like, hey, up there, what can we do about this? We got to do something about this. And nobody left. Then I watched Kirk get shot. And the crowd stampeded for the exits. It was a mass stampede pouring out of there as fast as they could. And I don't know what that really means, but it really struck me that these college kids, one shot is fired and the whole audience stampedes out of there. It just struck me as funny. I don't know if it's something anybody else talked about or noticed, but I think it says something about the middle-aged MAGA crowd versus the college crowd. Anyway, it just struck me as funny, and I wondered what you thought about it.
Interesting. Yeah, Bill, thanks for the call. John, I don't know what your thoughts are. I guess my initial reaction, I hadn't thought about this yet, but my initial reaction was, okay, if I'm at a Trump rally, now, you never know how you're going to react, and do it, like, as you know, from your years in law enforcement, you've been overseas in places like Afghanistan. I've been overseas in places like Afghanistan. You never know how you're really going to react until it's time to react, right? But I guess I see these as two totally different scenarios from a security standpoint. If I'm at a Trump rally, I know that there's law enforcement there. I know there's a heavy presence of Secret Service that's there as well. So I think I could see where the crowd might just hunker down, point, direct law enforcement in the direction. Now, contrast that with an open-air college campus environment, buildings, and I think where you don't have a significant law enforcement presence, you don't have Secret Service there, and you could fear that this could be some sort of a mass shooting, like the Las Vegas-style mass shooting, right? And so I could see where in that instance you're like, okay, I'm getting the heck out of Dodge. Anyway, your thoughts from a law enforcement perspective, John?
Yeah, I think either venue, the first reaction, just like if you're in a combat scenario, is to get as flat as you can, flat as a silver dollar on that floor. Assess, and hopefully the shooting will subside very quickly, and then either look for cover, get to cover, or escape and evade. Get out of there, because it can turn into, like it did with when they tried to assassinate Trump. Civilians were shot in that thing, and like you said, the Las Vegas thing, where it was just a spray and pray, where this guy was trying to kill as many people as he could. So you've got to approach them both kind of in the same way tactically.
Yeah, speaking of Charlie Kirk and the assassination of Charlie Kirk, this is my first time catching up with you since Sunday. I was down at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner in Ronan in Lake County, incredible event, and then, you know, tried to watch as much of the celebration of life as I could on Sunday night. I know, monitoring your X account, you loved Stephen Miller's remarks down there, because Stephen Miller, you know, he was the one who came in and said, okay, forgiveness, yes, okay, all these other things, but from a law enforcement perspective, from a government perspective, there will be accountability for these violent, radical extremists.
Absolutely, and I think that also plays into, you saw Stephen Miller come out with that rallying cry the other day at the memorial. And it also, it plays right into, if you saw, it was end of last week, President Trump wrote a big, long Truth Social post where he was blasting Pam Bondi for not getting the job done. And then very, very quickly, he deleted that post and came out a couple hours later and praised her and all that. But there is an underlying theme out there that's been going on. We have sources that tell us it's going on for months. They're not happy with this woman. They're not happy with the progress. And you also saw that come out from Dan Bongino's blow up here a couple of months ago regarding her. People are not happy with her job performance right now.
Allie Beth Stuckey, I thought she stuck it. Allie Beth Stuckey. In fact, Allie Beth Stuckey was just in Montana. I think she spoke at the, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it her that spoke at the big fundraiser for La Vie, which is a crisis pregnancy resource center in Billings here recently? But she said this. She says, there was a big contrast between Erica's forgiveness speech and Stephen Miller's destroy our enemies speech. Exactly as it should be. It's our job to forgive, not the government's. Christians give grace. The government wields the sword. And then she quoted Romans 13. We turn the other cheek. The government punishes evil. And what Allie Beth Stuckey is communicating here is that, yes, we the people can and will forgive. But there still has to be accountability, and there still has to be a justice system. There's some people that think that you can't have both forgiveness on the personal level and a justice system that still maintains accountability at the same time.
One of my favorite lines is from the classic movie, The Outlaw Josey Wales, where he was asked about both sides back then in the Civil War laying down their arms and forgetting. And he said, you know, there ain't no forgetting. And that's where I'm at right now. We have been told by these people for 20, 25 years to turn the other cheek. We're done. It's time to take the battle back to them.
Well, and again, you know, there's what we do as individual people and as citizens that can still have forgiveness in our hearts, but that doesn't mean that people still aren't held accountable through the legal system and through the system of justice. Anyway, yeah, I thought that was a great point. By the way, speaking of Stephen Miller, let me just play briefly part of his remarks, because that was what I deliberately saved this soundbite for today's show, because I used some of the other Charlie Kirk Celebration of Life highlights yesterday on the program.
Our lineage and our legacy hails back to Athens, to Rome, to Philadelphia, to Monticello. Our ancestors built the cities. They produced the art and architecture. They built the industry. Erica stands on the shoulders of thousands of years of warriors, of women who raised up families, raised up city, raised up industry, raised up civilization, who pulled us out of the caves and the darkness into the light. The light will defeat the dark.
All right, that was just part of what Stephen Miller had to say on Sunday. Let's go back into the phone lines. Aaron in Three Forks, good to hear from you. What's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I have something I want to talk about, but to your turn the other cheek thing, that's a reference. Jesus was making a reference to Micah, where the priest told the king, if you go to war, you're going to be destroyed. Your pride's with you, God isn't. And one of the king's priests went up to the prophet and smacked him. And the prophet then turned his other cheek, and this is what Jesus is referencing, turned his other cheek and said, hit me all you want, paraphrasing, but I am not going to say anything that God hasn't told me to tell you. So it was in defiance to tyrannical authority. To turn the other cheek has a different meaning to most people.
Interesting. Context always matters, right? What did you want to say about autism and the liberals now attacking Trump because Trump wants to prevent autism amongst kids?
Well, okay, so to the caller before I called in, let me get to that here in a second. The caller before me said that the kids ran. Well, when we grew up, we had fire drills and nuclear blast drills. These kids are having active shooter drills. I think they're trained to do that.
Good point.
To the autistic point, I think that if two liberal parents
out of spite for Trump, start downing acetaminophen while they're pregnant, while she's pregnant, and they have an autistic kid, I think they will have bred up.
Well, if they're even having kids, we've seen the demographic data where so many of these liberals are not having kids and more conservatives are having more kids. But, yeah, I mean, he's not being facetious there, folks. When Aaron, and Aaron, thanks for the call. He is not being facetious. There are videos now on social media. John, I don't know if you've seen these, but there are videos on social media where they are doing just that. They are downing bottles of acetaminophen just to stick it to Trump.
It's like we said a minute ago, if Trump came out and told them that smoking caused autism, they'd all be on two-pack-a-day habits. They're just ridiculous clowns.
I'm urging people not to eat Tide Pods. Oh, the Tide Pod craze would come right back immediately, wouldn't it? All right, back into the phone lines we go. We got Ben in Billings. Ben, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, good morning. I was hoping to talk about the Charlie Kirk issue. Hunting with a 30-06 rifle for 3 decades now, there's just no way that what we saw was an entrance wound. That was definitely an exit wound coming from behind, coming out the front. But also the video of the fella jumping off the roof and that story is totally unbelievable, as he would never have had an old war rifle and be able to break it down small enough to fit into the backpack, which the video we saw, he had a small backpack climbing up the stairs. And then the video we saw him jumping off the roof and that, there's just no way he would have broke down that rifle, climbed up there, assembled it, made that shot, broke down that rifle again, jumped off the roof, because we saw he didn't have the rifle.
All right, we got to hold it right there. Quick break. John, I'll get your take on that as a retired federal law enforcement officer. Anyway, stay.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient. I'm quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks, where you get the muck. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, John, since you're a retired federal law enforcement officer, I'm not going to be pretend to be a forensic, you know, bullet expert or, well, here's what really happened with the shooting, here's what didn't happen with the shooting. But, you know, as with every major incident, there's always conspiracy theories out there that, well, that's not who actually killed him. That's not who actually did it. It didn't go down that way. What's your thoughts on the last caller quickly? Because we got several other callers to get to here as well. But quickly, what's your thoughts on the last caller who suggested that that's not the actual shooter, that's not how it went down, and basically suggested that the shot came from behind, not from in front of Charlie Kirk?
Can you hear me sigh really big on the air, Aaron? Can you hear that? Does that come across? Was the shooter from the grassy knoll? I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's all on video right there. And somebody's saying it didn't happen that way. I mean, let's move on here.
All right. So you don't see anything then to some of the various conspiracy theories that are out there. All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phone lines. We've got Nancy in Roundup next up. Nancy, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning. A couple of quick talking points. You were mentioning elections and also autism this morning. On the election, well, let's look at 2028. I'm going to say after watching the memorial for Charlie Kirk Sunday, and I know in my heart there's going to be 3 contenders for the Oval Office in 2028. It's going to be J.D. Vance, Mark Rubio, and I'm going to throw a third one in there, and that's Pete Hegseth. I don't think Pete's going to get any nominations, but so it's going to be between Mark and it's going to be between J.D., but I'll tell you what, if J.D. wins, he's going to pick up every Christian vote in this country, and you're going to see, we all saw Sunday just how powerful the Christian movement is in this country. In the United States, extremely powerful. But I want to get to the autism. I never mentioned this too much to many people, but my mother was autistic. She had a very, very low IQ, and sometimes living with her was absolutely intolerable. But this woman that you mentioned, this director of that facility, what was it? Was it Eagle Point?
Eagle Mountain Billings, yes. Yep.
Eagle Mount. She is wrong. These people are not normal. They're not like everybody else. My mother was never like everybody else. She was in her own world. She found it difficult to learn. She couldn't communicate very well. She couldn't have conversations with her peers, other adults. She was backwards in so many ways. And as a child and as an adult, people made fun out of her. They ridiculed her. And so she pretended to have a hearing loss. That was her defense against the cruelty of ridicule of other people. But I don't want to go any further into this because I know you got. But no,
but you're, yeah,
this
your
woman
point.
Is lying. These people, they're not normal.
Well, and I understand your point, which is like, hey, you had to struggle because of that, and parents will have to struggle. Doesn't mean you don't love your kids. It doesn't mean that the kids still can't, be incredible kids and lead incredible lives despite whatever challenges there might be. And there's also different ranges. Some people struggle with autism at greater lengths than other people do. But, yeah, I think this was just straight up, A, it was virtue signaling from this executive director who probably just has very partisan left-wing beliefs. And so she's virtue signaling, oh, hey, there's nothing wrong with autism. Okay, virtue signaling. And then she's just trying to take a shot at President Trump because President Trump is trying to prevent autism amongst kids. And she's saying, oh, well, come on. It's like, give me a break. Oh, really, lady? You're going to say that preventing autism is a bad thing? You can both love people who've had autism or who have autism, but also want to prevent autism at the same time. It's not that hard to figure this stuff out. It's the phony virtue signaling, too, that just drives me nuts. Where, you know, John, we've seen this with the illegal immigration debate time and time again. These phony virtue signalers that pretend they care more about everybody than you do, and they supported the open borders invasion of this country, and they never want to be held account for the fact that, you know, hundreds of thousands of kids went missing and many ended up in the arms of sex traffickers as a result of the border invasion they supported. But, oh, they love to virtue signal and act like they care so much about people than you and I do, don't they?
It's amazing to me with the explosion in autism cases in this country over the last 20 years and everybody wondering how this is happening, what's going on. Now you have an administration that's actually willing to look into it and publish the findings, and these people want to talk trash about that. I don't understand that at all. And, hey, you know, if you guys want to go out there and take all that stuff and destroy your livers and maybe risk your kids having autism, you know, have at it. It's a free country and all that. But word to the wise, hey, you might want to listen up to that and just not go against it just because Orange Man bad.
Well, again, it's, you know, the climate change alarmists that told people, don't have kids, it's causing climate change. And then now they're saying, well, if you have animals, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, you're contributing to climate change. These people are cutting off their own family tree. They are chopping down their own family tree in the name of climate change. And the numbers show it out that liberals all over the world are having fewer kids. And so it's just like this book, Unhumans, that I'm listening to, talks about the left. The left will always eventually go after their own. The snake will always eat itself. And so these people consuming entire bottles of Tylenol right now is another example of the snake eating itself and the left consuming itself.
But let's face it, Aaron, it's a good thing for us if those people don't procreate. I mean, I'm all for it. All you libs out there that are scared of climate change and you're scared to have kids, good on you. Keep it up.
Well, I hope they see this revival that is taking place now, and they see the light, and they come to the light, you know, and get out of this dark hole that they've been living in the left. That's what I hope. And I'm not just trying to virtue signal with that either, but I could see how it might come across as that. But from a political standpoint, it's like, okay, you guys want to cut down the family tree? Well, you know what? The rest of us are going to be here to build America. Let's go to the mighty human Z next up. Z, what's going on?
Thank goodness you're safe, Aaron. I heard Montana Pro Radio Hall and Wall of Fame guys abducted you, you know, because you're the best. But the problem being best is abduction, you know. I was abducted once, but then they gave me back, so there you go. Hey, congratulations on that award. Outstanding work. I love listening to you on the radio, one of the best voices around.
Holy cow. Well, that's incredible, because you're all the way out in Michigan. And, yeah, I'm always amazed. The dogs are barking, too. I appreciate their barks and support there. All right. Man, well, that was too kind. Yeah, Z, thank you so much. Man, that's such an honor. Yeah, John, this Saturday night, I'll be at the Montana Pro Rodeo Hall and Wall of Fame banquet. What an incredible honor. Apparently, this is the first ever Great Western Montana Media Award. I've got a story on our Montana Talks website, but I'm actually being inducted into the Montana Pro Rodeo Hall and Wall of Fame for a media award. And just a huge honor, because these are the most salt of the earth people you will ever find. But John, when I've talked with other folks who had heard about this, they asked me, they said, well, Aaron, did you rodeo back in the day? And I said, well, I wasn't in the rodeo, but I've been in on a few goat ropes over the years in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. So you've been in a few goat rope rodeos as well yourself, haven't you? You know.
Yeah, that was what I was getting ready to say. You need to tell everybody about your history in the rodeo and all. No, I mean, completely, utterly well-deserved, Aaron. You're the best conservative voice in the whole state of Montana, and you affect more people than you know.
You know, now you're just being way too kind. Now when I go buy you that T-shirt that I saw in downtown Kalispell, you're going to think I'm just bribing you for saying nice things about me on the radio. But no, I found a really cool shirt for you. I got it in the mail to you. It's got a Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta. What's the movie? Come on, you know it. You know it.
Why am I? Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, yeah. It's got a photo of them from Pulp Fiction and then a great quote underneath it, and it's a Deliver Fund T-shirt, which is an organization started by some great Montana veterans. And so I was like, I saw that Deliver Fund T-shirt, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to get that for John Jackson and send him one. He'll appreciate that. All right, John, we got about 30 seconds to go before the next break and more callers. What do you want to share?
Yeah, thank goodness Trump had decided to – you heard a couple of days ago he might sit down with Schumer and Jeffries to talk about this spending bill coming up here October 1, but he put out a Truth Social post this morning and has canceled that meeting because he says they're obviously trying to extort the White House and the Republicans to replace all the spending that was cut out in the big, beautiful bill. They're now holding up the current spending bill hostage to replace all that spending, so he says he will not meet with them, and hooray, congratulations. We did not want to see that meeting anyway.
Yeah, good point. The Schumer shutdown, as it's rightly being called, I was actually planning on talking about that in the 9 o'clock hour. So yeah, we'll get back to that topic for sure. First, your calls right after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't know what Gavin Newsom is doing either. I really, at this point, it's kind of inexplicable to me. Turn around and I look, and what's the next thing he's doing? He makes a move to make ICE agents more vulnerable to attack. To me, this is the equivalent of in a way, you know, ICE agents want to keep their anonymity because they're being so demonized by the left. With attacks against ICE agents by violent leftists soaring 1,000% in recent weeks, what does Gavin Newsom do? Looking at FoxNews.com. He signed a bill banning law enforcement from wearing face coverings while conducting official business in California. Oh, let's put their faces out on TV for the public to see with all the rhetoric and this assassination culture we're living in.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
When was the last time you bragged about your wireless company? Like, did you know my wireless company gave away 1,000 American flags to deserving veterans and forgave $10 million in veterans' debt? Did you know that my wireless company raised almost $500,000 to prevent vet suicide? In other words, when your wireless company is Pure Talk, there's a whole lot to brag about. You can even brag about the coverage you get with Pure Talk. They use the same 5G network, the same cell towers as all the big carriers. And guess what? The average family saves over $1,000 a year. You can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's saving everybody a fortune. Make the switch. It's simple, fast, easy. Just dial #250, say the keyword, save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword, save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Bad Bunny breaks the Amazon Music record with his San Juan residency 4-hour finale live stream. The platform says it was the most watched single artist performance on Amazon Music to date. The Black Parade will carry on in 2026. My Chemical Romance announcing the band's ongoing celebration of their 2006 album, The Black Parade, will continue with 17 new dates in the UK, Europe, and the US next year. Singer Zayn Malik announcing his first ever Las Vegas residency. He'll play 7 days at Dolby Live at Park MGM in January. This follows his first ever solo Stairway to the Sky tour last year, after his departure from the band One Direction in 2015. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News. So,
tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I'm glad that John Jackson is sticking around with us for the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well, because we got a lot more callers on the phone lines we want to get to and a ton more topics we want to get to. The Schumer shutdown, plus President Trump addressed the U.N., and what they have failed to do earlier this morning. John was telling me about that during the break. We'll have audio for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour and more. Back into the phone lines we go, though. Goose and Anaconda wanting to weigh in on the Charlie Kirk assassination. Goose, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, just a few things. One, most of your vaccines are what's caused the autism. It's pretty much proven for the last 30 years. But anywho, when was the last time we've ever gotten the truth from our government? I mean, JFK, 9/11, the Vegas shootings, we've never gotten the truth from them ever. And so as far as this Charlie Kirk shootings, we got a video of a guy running across the building after a parent shot, but not going there with the same camera. We've got a guy jumping off a building without a rifle, or where if the rifle's in his backpack. So then he disassembled, reassembled, disassembled, and then reassembled it, put it in a towel, and then left it somewhere, and then spent the next hour texting with his lover all while on the run. And then he was photographed eating at Dairy Queen. So there's a lot of unanswered questions there. And bottom line, Charlie Kirk was opening up way too many people's, young people's minds. We can't have that. They got to stay indoctrinated.
All right, Goose, thanks for the call. Sorry to cut it short, but I've got Frank and Evergreen that we want to sneak on here before we run out of time as well. We've only got about a couple of minutes left. Goose, thanks for the call. Let's see. Next. Now we've got Frank in Evergreen. Frank, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Oh, autism. And mothers who, after they have their child, they sit around TV set, and it becomes the babysitter. And they sit around all day long, and they don't pick up their, do any house cleaning or anything. They're just
are you? Whoa, Frank. Do you have kids of your own? Do you have a wife?
I had a divorce.
Oh, okay.
She was just,
how did that happen? So you're saying that pregnant women just sit around and watch TV, or newborn mothers just sit around and watch TV. You're really going with that one today, huh?
Well, he was giving away my money to televangelists on TV, and, well, she's a slob, you know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, well, it sounds like a personal, individual case there. I'd be very careful about judging all women, pregnant women, on your sounds like a bad experience there. Anyway, John Jackson, I'm going to throw you under the bus. Why don't you tackle that one for us there?
Oh no, I'm not saying a word about that. But I will say about, you know, people are calling in with their conspiracy theories on the Kirk assassination. I will tell you something that really, really makes my tinfoil hat crinkle up. Did you see? The government has released the text message chain between Tyler Robinson and his tranny boyfriend.
I think that was staged to make it look like his lover had nothing to do with it. Yeah, that text exchange, that was clearly either he faked it or somebody faked it. Yeah.
Somebody faked that, 100%.
I got to throw this in, though, John. So when I got home from Afghanistan, you know, to Frank's call here, I thought, you know what, honey, you've kind of used all your maternity leave. I'll tell you what, I will stay home with the kids for a few weeks while you go back to work. Yeah, no big deal. I'll stay home with the kids. Oh, my goodness. I could not wait to go back to work. It was way more work to be at home with the kids, two little ones, than it was to be at work. So for any of you guys out there who are saying, wow, these stay-at-home moms don't really do anything but watch TV, my goodness, I was like the dog sitting in the window waiting for her to get home to get the car keys to just go somewhere at the end of the day, because you're just like, holy, it is a ton of work. So any of you stay-at-home parents out there, I'll tell you what, God bless you. God bless you. God bless us all.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.